From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Frank Stasio. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin has been killed. Rabin was shot to death as he was leaving a peace rally in Tel Aviv. Police have arrested an Israeli Jew, a man in his 20s who is said to be a member of a little-known right-wing extremist group. The alleged gunman is identified as Yigal Amir. According to Israeli television, he is a law student at Bar-Ilan University who had been involved in right-wing causes. Government spokesman Uri Dromi said that a Jewish organization, which is anti-government and against the peace process, took responsibility. He said the group identified the gunman as acting for them. President Clinton was at the White House when he received the news. The president said he is outraged by the assassination, and NPR's John Greenberg says the president plans to make a statement within the hour.
A few minutes after word was received that Rabin had died, National Security Advisor Tony Lake went and told the president Mr. Clinton was extremely saddened. That's what a spokesman said. Right now, Tony Lake is staying in touch with our ambassador in Israel, Martin Indyk, and also with Secretary of State Warren Christopher. The focus at the moment is simply on getting the facts. That's what we're told. They are not at the point of deciding what any policy issues right now. Just Tony Lake is there trying to pull together what information is available.
Secretary of State Warren Christopher has also been notified. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is now acting prime minister. He was only yards away from Rabin when the prime minister was shot. He quickly convened Israel's cabinet ministers for a special morning session. Morning in Israel, the ministers vowed the government would carry on Rabin's policies of peace. An eyewitness to the shooting said Rabin was coming down a set of stairs after speaking at the peace rally in Tel Aviv when three shots rang out. The eyewitness said Rabin doubled over, holding his stomach, and fell to the ground. He was said to be covered in blood. Rabin was then rushed to a Tel Aviv hospital. Yoram Lav, a member of the Israeli parliament, said Rabin's assassination is a horrible tragedy. Lav said it is hard to believe that this has happened, adding, "My heart is broken." Yitzhak Rabin was 73 years old, the former chief of the army, who shared the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993 for his agreement with PLO leader Yasser Arafat last year. He signed a treaty with Jordan after 46 years of belligerency. And it was Rabin who led Israel to victory in 1967 in the Six-Day War with Jordan, Egypt, and Syria. 2 years ago, when Rabin shook Arafat's hand on the White House lawn, he was at once praised by supporters for his bold leadership and reviled by critics for selling out the cause of Israel. Repeating, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin has been assassinated. He was shot to death by a man said to be in his 20s and a member of a right-wing extremist organization, an Israeli Jew. You're listening to NPR News.
To Leah Rabin and her children, Hillary and I send our love and our prayers. To the people of Israel, I want you to know that the hearts and prayers of all Americans are with you. Just as America has stood by you in moments of crisis and triumph, so now we all stand by you in this moment of grieving and loss. For half a century, Yitzhak Rabin risked his life to defend this country. Today, he gave his life to bring it a lasting peace. His last act, his last words, were in defense of that peace he did so much to create. Peace must be, and peace will be, Prime Minister Rabin's lasting legacy. Tonight, the land for which he gave his life is in mourning. But I want the world to remember what Prime Minister Rabin said here at the White House barely 1 month ago. And I quote, "We should not let the land flowing with milk and honey become a land flowing with blood and tears. Don't let it happen." Now it falls to us, all those in Israel, throughout the Middle East, and around the world who yearn for and love peace, to make sure it doesn't happen. Yitzhak Rabin was my partner and my friend. I admired him, and I loved him very much. Because words cannot express my true feelings, let me just say, Shalom, Haver. Goodbye, friend.